Nurse Touts Medical Benefits of Cannabis by Andrew Alonso. Megan Bang wants to talk to Claremonters about a pungent elephant in the room, cannabis. She says,
who better to educate the public about that than an RN? You know, the most trusted profession in the country for 20 years now.
Regulars of Claremont City Council meetings may remember Bang advocating for cannabis back on July 26th. Days after, she appeared on popular local podcast Claremont Speaks. Last month, Bang, alongside San Bernardino County Deputy District Attorney Allison Fung, local realtor Stacy Caponigro, and retired CEO and Courier columnist John Niber, authored a rebuttal to the argument against Measure CT, which seeks to establish a tax framework on future possible cannabis-based businesses in Claremont. More information is available at ci.claremont.ca.us. Bang's journey from registered nurse to now canna nurse began with a bachelor's degree in nursing from Arizona State University in 2012. From there, she landed a job at Johns Hopkins Hospital's Oncology and Intensive Care Unit in Baltimore. After 5 years, she made the cross-coast switch to California and became a traveling labor and delivery nurse. 3 years later, she moved to Claremont and took a job as a home hospice case manager. Earlier this year, she came across a female patient on, quote, 4 or 5 different seizure medications who was not getting any relief. Bang theorized cannabis might be an effective alternative medical solution to treat what she suspected to be epilepsy, as past studies have shown it to be.
And at that point, like, I knew that we had to try cannabis, but I just knew, like, in the abstract that it would work. I had no idea where to start. Where do you get products? Where do you, like, how do you dose? What kind of product to use?
Bang tried to find a nearby medical professional with which to consult. Unable to find one, she decided to become what the doctor ordered. She spent months researching the medical benefits of cannabis, cannabidiols, and their associated products. She found humans have what's called an endocannabinoid system, part of our central nervous system, that includes cannabinoid receptors in the brain and body that interact with cannabidiol, CBD, and tetrahydrocannabinols, THC molecules. In her research, she found cannabis was, and likely always has been, legitimate medicine, especially for people with chronic illnesses such as irritable bowel syndrome, migraines, and fibromyalgia, since those directly correlate with a dysfunction in one's endocannabinoid system, she said. As an RN for 10 years, she had witnessed her industry's reliance on mainstream pharmaceuticals. After learning the benefits of cannabis, Bang found herself at a crossroads. She said,
we have a problem, we throw a pill at it. And then that pill has a side effect, so we throw another pill at it.
This spring, she began taking classes at Pacific College of Health and Science, an online college where she hopes to be one of the school's first graduates to earn a master's degree in medical cannabis therapeutics. She's on track to graduate in 2024. Bang became a cannabis advocate partially due to the plant's ability to treat multiple ailments. She said,
then you have cannabis that acts in dozens of different ways around the body to help manage symptoms.
With the goal of educating the community about cannabis, 3 months ago, Bang founded Trusted Canna Nurse. The business has Bang talking with patients, medical professionals, bud tenders, cannabis dispensary employees who make recommendations to customers, and the public about how to use cannabis medically. She provides phone and online consultations and even takes clients to dispensaries to teach them how to talk to bud tenders so they might find effective products to alleviate their symptoms. The daily life of a canna nurse consists of heavy communication and very little sleep. After visiting hospice patients, Bang comes home to finish paperwork, the occasional college essay, consult with clients, and create TikTok content. She's also a mother to two children, which alone would be a full-time gig. She said the week of September 5th would be her last as a hospice nurse. She gave notice because she felt compelled to pursue trusted canna nurse full-time. She said,
decided that it's time to jump all the way in and dedicate everything to the business, so.
Her entire operation, which currently consists of a website and her reputation, is self-funded. She said it's difficult to obtain business loans for cannabis-related businesses.
Banking in the industry is a huge challenge because it's still Schedule One and illegal, and so a lot of banks don't work with cannabis industry people.
Marketing has also been a challenge. She said,
there's so much red tape around this industry in terms of advertising, email platforms.
Her primary avenue for marketing for the last few months has been TikTok. Her account, at Trusted Canna Nurse, has amassed more than 58,400 followers, and her posts more than 290,000 likes. Despite growing engagement numbers, she said TikTok has red tape layers of its own. The Chinese-owned video sharing company has previously suspended her account for talking about cannabis.
Yeah, and they say it's like for drugs, and they think that I'm like promoting it, but I'm just educating about it.
An August 28th post about how much Big Pharma has to lose should cannabis be legalized gained more than 140,000 views. It also got Bang temporarily suspended from the platform, a sentence she's no longer serving as of this week. Bang recognizes cannabis can create adverse effects when consumed in high doses. This is why she's passionate about teaching the public how to use it as medicine and not recreationally.
And I know that the thought of dispensaries coming to Claremont can be really scary for people because they have, the only thing they know is prohibition and the war on drugs. But cannabis itself and THC, like, it is just a plant.
Adults 18 and over can learn more about cannabis and CBD at an in-person and virtual workshop hosted by Bang and her business partner and mother, Kathy Simmons, at 10 a.m. Saturday, September 17th, at the LaMelle Claremont 5 Theater, located at 450 West 2nd Street. The canna nurses will answer questions, discuss THC and CBD, the history of cannabis prohibition, and how potential users should shop for such products. No cannabis will be consumed at the workshop. General admission begins at $30 for those who attend in person, but admission for virtual attendees is $20. To register or to learn more about Trusted Canna Nurse, visit trustedcannanurse.com or call 909-575-8007. For the Claremont Courier, I'm Andrew Alonzo.
First Take's theme music was written by Mick Rhodes and Wyman Reese and performed by Mick Rhodes and the Hard Eight.